Vayera is a difficult parsha. There's so many sugyas in it, so it's hard to know what to pick. But for me personally, when I was thinking about the parsha, it occurred to me that I had never really worked out in my mind what this inyan is that the Ribbono Shel Olam felt that he needs to tell Avraham about the plans for Sodom and Amorah. I have to tell you right from the beginning that I don't understand what Rashi says. So let's go over there and see what we can see. V'Hashem Omar, Hamachase Ani Me'Avraham Asher Ani Oseh. Zog Rashi, Hamachase Ani B'Tmir Asher Ani Oseh B'Stom. Should I be Machase that from him? I'm going to destroy, I'm planning to destroy the whole of Sodom and Amorah, and to do that without, now I don't know what midaita means over here. Does it mean without his knowing or without his agreeing? Not so sure about that. We'll see perhaps a little Loshen in the Ramban later on who seems to have some thoughts on this. Ani nosati lo yaseoret sazois v'chamish okrachin halo lo shelohen. So it's his land. Furthermore, Korosi Oisoi Avraham Av Hamon Goyim. I called him Avraham in order to be Meramis to Av Hamon Goyim. Vo Ashmed Asabonim Velo Yadia La Av Shehu Ohavi. Also it's like Rashi. I don't understand Rashi, and I pinned all my hopes on the Gurari, but he also doesn't say anything. I mean, what is Rashi saying? The land is his, and he's the father of these people, in a certain sense, Av Hamon Goyim. So it's not nice to do these things without letting him know. Or maybe it means without having him agree, I don't know. But, I mean, why? What? I mean, what's the point? The Ribbono Shel Olam knew that nothing is going to work because he needed a little minimum of 10, like we see as the story develops, and he knew that it wasn't there. I mean, was it that he wanted Avraham to daven? I mean, what's the point if he knew that he wasn't going to answer the tefillah? Rashi seems to be hanging in the middle. The Emma says, I do not know pshat in Rashi. Now with Ramban, it's easier to deal with it. So he says, Avraham hoya yeh legoy gadol. So he says like this: Oma hinei hu osed liyos legoy gadol veotzem v'yeh zichrei bezaroi v'chol goye ha'oretz livrocha. He's going to be such a well-known person, and people are going to admire him so much. Lochein lo yachase mimeno. So therefore, I don't think I should sort of keep this secret from him. Why? Ki yomu hadoro es haboim, eich kiso mimeno. Either they'll say, hey, that's no nice way to treat Avraham, why should he be mechase? That sounds a little bit like Rashi, that it gives him a right to know, which I don't understand, and I don't understand it in the Ramban either. Oy, but now comes an oy. Ech nis'achzo ha-tzadik al shecheinov ha-choinim olov v'lo yishem v'lo yispalil aleim klal. That if I don't tell him about it, so there's no reason why it should be mispalil. So people will have a time now. What kind of a neighbor is that? He knows that such a terrible thing is going to happen in his neighborhood and it's not going to be mispalil. V'agilu elov toiv v'yofen. Ribbono Shel Olam is thinking to himself, telling him about it can only be good. Why? Ki yodati bo yishu makir yodei ashani Hashem. Oyev tzedakah mishpat. He knows that I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's oyev tzedakah mishpat. Kloimer, shani oyse mishpat rak b'tzedakah. So therefore, whatever mishpat I'm going to do is going to be b'tzedakah, with a consideration also of the requirements of tzedakah.
So
So, and that is why he feels confident enough to tell his children, look, you act like I act, because I act like that way, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is that way, and I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam does mishpat only with tzedakah, so that's a good way to live. So, Mimele the Ribbono Shel Olam figured, V'hinei'im b'derech tzedakah mishpat yifteru, if it's, the situation is such that once you mixed tzedakah and mishpat together, yifteru, they become potter. No, yispale lefonai lehanicham b'tayva dover. He'll take a daven, and that's very, very good. V'im chayovim heim legamra, gam hu yachpot b'mishpatam. If on the other hand it turns out that they're completely chayovim, so he'll agree that they should be destroyed. V'lochein roi shiyovah b'soit Hashem, it's kedai that he should know about it. Because Mimonash, whichever way he'll decide, once he knows about it, it'll be good. He will not have been lazy about davening for them, because he'll Avada Gevis, he'll daven, because he feels that if you mix Stoker to Mishpat, things are going to turn out alright, or he'll see that the Taka knows the Chuyas, and Fakir, so he won't daven. So people will understand. It's also but it's an arichas. I don't have the sense of I don't know. There's something missing for me. Doesn't mean that it's I'm digging this on the Ramban or Rashi. I'm not sure exactly how they wanted and how the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that I should understand this hamachas ani me'avraham. In Rav David Tzvi Hoffman in Bereshis, he has a mahalach which I can live with, which I think that I understand, and it's really a very, very important, like the way he approaches it. And I think that Rav Shlomo Hirsch is also in a related kind of way, but at least I understand what's going on. That we have to understand the pasuk like this: Hamachas ani me'Avraham asher ani oseh. Surely I have to tell Avraham what I'm about to do. Why? He's going to be the father of a great nation, and that great nation is going to spread its blessings among all the nations of the world. They're all going to become wonderful people through their contact with Yidden. Kiyodatev, because I know, Lemana sheyitzave esbono vesbeisa acharav, because he's going to be mechanech his children, that certainly the idea of chinuch is a very, very important aspect of Avraham's Jewishness, of his consciousness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'shamru derech Hashem, and see to it that they go on the derech Hashem. Lasis stoko mishpat. Derech Hashem is a very, very big word. What does derech Hashem mean? That he wants to be mechanech his children, that they should go on the Derech Hashem. What is the Derech Hashem? On what way does the Ribbono Shel Olam walk? He walks to make his decisions on the basis of Tzedakah and Mishpat. L'man hevi Hashem el Avraham es asher nidibe alav. That doesn't mean that they're going to do these things in order to be rewarded. It means that all this is necessary, that chinuch, that he's going to invest in his children and in his children's children and in the whole descendants of Avraham Avinu, the whole of Klal Yisrael. So the Ribbono Shel Olam has big plans for them. And Leman Hovi Hashem al Avraham es asher nidibe alav. It's necessary to be mechanech his son Yitzchak and his grandchildren and whoever else is zoche to see him while he's still alive and after he has left this world. So the Messiah will be there. I've got to introduce him to these issues, because that is what he's going to be. He's going to be an Av, and I don't know whether he exactly uses these words which I'm using now, but I'm just saying the way I understand it. He's going to be an Av. An Av am I going, like Rashi brings. He's going to be an Av. An Av has to be Mechanach. First and foremost, an Av has to be Mechanach. And Kal Vachomer, Ben Benoi Shel Kal Vachomer, if he's Mechanach, if he's dealing with a group of people, of descendants, through whom is V'nivruchu Kol Mishpachos V'adoma, Klal Yisrael, the whole entire Bria of the world ultimately is dependent on Yidden. Ultimately. We're on the way. So we haven't gotten there yet. unfortunately. It's not only Kiddush Hashem that we bring about. But that's the way it's supposed to be, but it's certainly not going to happen if he's not Mechanechas. That's what the Rabban Shem was saying over here. I've got to involve Avraham. I've got to involve Avraham, because here, the way I run my world, the Derech Hashem, is Nizgale. And Mimele, the lessons which Avraham will learn from what is going to happen over here are so important and so needed in the chinuch of Klal Yisrael that it's very necessary to inform him of all these things. It's so good and it's so reasonable. It's just a mechayer, I think. And that makes an awful lot of sense. I didn't understand Rashi, I didn't understand Ramban, really. But this I understand, that this is because the ikar kasha which I have, there's kashas on the Torah, but what I don't understand is, like, it's not going to work. The tefillah is not going to work if ultimately over there by the egel hanichali. So the Rebbe Shem gives him a remez. I want you to daven. You should know that this decision to destroy Klal Yisrael now because of the egel is not absolute. Daven, and it's going to be fine. You can succeed, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and of course that was the high point of his life. How do we end in the Zaysav Rocha, the big achievements of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he broke the Luchos, everything, that whole encounter with the Rabbeinu Shloim was an enormously successful encounter. He davened, and 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 in the end, it was wonderful. I understand, but over here it didn't succeed. There aren't any 10, and the Rebbeinu Shem knew that, so he's not going to accomplish with his davening. So in what way is this going to help him? But the truth is that if we're talking chinuch, if we're talking a tradition that needs to be passed on to Klal Yisrael in order that the world ultimately should be able to come to its tachlis, if that's what we're talking about, oh, so then already I understand, because there are lots of lessons over here. Let's think for a moment. Avraham, yeah, he hears from the Rebbeinu Shloim, I'm going to destroy Sodom. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, what does he say? Vayom Hashem zaka Sodom v'amoyu ki rabo v'chatosim v'kof dam ma'od Edono v'ere hakatzah akosa habo elai. Also, if that's tackle the way they acted, kolo, I'm going to destroy them. V'imloi edo. Now, the Targum says something very interesting over here, that the Targum puts in the words, I'll destroy them if they don't do tshuva, and I won't destroy them if they do tshuva. So that's a shaila bichlal, like, where does the Targum see that? So the emes is this goes a little sidetracking, but it's good to see, like, with Targum, we say Shnai Mikro Ve'echa Targum, and we bless the Rebbeinu Shem for having to tell us first that we should do Shnai Mikro, or that we should understand what the Targum is saying. The Targum is supposed to help us understand what the Loshna Kodesh is. The fact is that most of us, I imagine, the Loshna Kodesh helps us understand the Targum. But whatever it is, so we've got to learn from the Targum. Now, what is the pshat? Like, why Tucker over here? Does the Targum include if they do tshuva, if they don't do tshuva? All right, it's a whole shtickle Torah. But the Nefesh HaGer, which is a sefer on the Targum, there are a lot of sforim on the Targum, really. The Nefesh HaGer points out that earlier, by the Migdal, by the Daya Flogger, so there also it says Erdon over Ere, yeah, or some Loshen, I'm going to go down and see, and there Rashi says to administer Puronas. I'm going to go down there to see here. I shouldn't have said Rashi says, the Targum says, here's the Loshen of the Targum, the Iskelei Hashem al Ovad Kato Umigdala Devono B'nei Anosho. Where is it? 1 second. Oh, here, the Iskelei Hashem le Isperoa, to punish them. There it doesn't say if they'll do tshuva, I'll punish them. I won't punish them. If they don't do tshuva, I will punish them. He says, "Lish poro," to punish them. As I said, over here he says, "Iskele ka'an ve'adun," I'll be done. Whether they do it, yeah. Avid imahim gemira im loy toivin. If they don't do tshuva, ve'im tiyomen loy ispera. So what's the difference? So he points out that the difference is that the Medrash says over there by the Targum, it says, "Vayera Hashem lirzet seiras amigdal ashabonu bnei adam. Vayom Hashem hein am echot usofaras lekulon v'zeyachilam lasos ve'ato lo yibotzem uhem kol asher yozmu lasos." The Targum says that the Chazal, the Medrash says that ve'ato. I'm not going to read it now. It's going to take too long. Ve'ato is always mogames on tshuva. And so it says va'ato over here to tell us that they were unwilling to do tshuva. Va'ato, yeah, since they're not going to do tshuva, so then we're talking about where they're not going to do tshuva. So if they're not going to do tshuva, so then the yerida of the Rebbei Nishon will be le'isparo, to punish them. Over here, that hadn't been decided yet. The Rebbei Nishon says, "I'm going to check out, I'm going to be done if they are able to do tshuva or not, and that will depend what I'll do. If they don't do tshuva, I'll destroy them completely. If I do tshuva, I won't." That's just a Zaitika thing. Like it's a good once in a while to see that the Targum also needs to be learned with Ion. And there are Baruch Hashem Sforim. There are Sforim about that. But getting back over here. So let's see, for example, what Avraham could have learned. The first thing he could have learned, yeah, and that is so necessary to pass down to his family, to his children, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says over there that if Al Sivan Lamalo would have been in Poland, they wouldn't have been destroyed. But in Eretz Yisrael is not soivel that evil. That's a idea which Avraham has to have. So Mimele, the Rebbei Nishon comes and tells them, "Listen, Kola, they are about to be destroyed, so don't think that what happens later on might be Stamanax or whatever it is, yeah? But this is a Yisoid." So now Avraham, in his collection of Yedias, which is going to pass on to his children, knows what Eretz Yisrael is. And so on. So That is the background over here, and that as I say, and L'chol HaPoros, it gives me some kind of peace of mind that at least if we can touch like David C. Hoffman touches, so I understand it. That I can understand it. That I can understand very well. That the Rebbei Nishon said, I'm going to have to give him a chance, and I think what it means is because the way we're going to learn now in a moment, it turns out very 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 important. The Yesodos, which are Tomun over here. So that is why the Rebbei Nishon wants him to learn it, because he's trying to be Mechanech Avraham Avinu in being Mechanech his children. So one of the big issues in the Pasha is the question of what was Avraham trying to accomplish? Was he trying to accomplish save the Tzaddikim, but it's okay to destroy the Rishoim? Or is he trying to accomplish that Bechlal the Rebbei Nishon shouldn't destroy anything? And the emphasis is that in the psukim it sounds like a little bit of stirudik, because how does it start off? Once he starts, "Vayigash Avraham vayomer ha'af tishbet tzadik im rosha." You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be tishbet tzadik im rosha, which sounds like if you do it to the rosha alone, it's fine, but the tzadikim you shouldn't kill. Then he says, "Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim v'soichayir ha'af tishbev l'ashisol l'mokan." Oh, so he's not talking about not killing the tzadikim. He's talking about being noiser the mokan, and he shouldn't destroy at all. What's the pshuta shel mikro over here? Is he asking this or is he asking that? So I think that there are big yesoidus over here, and it's kedai to understand them and to know what is being asked over here. So I think that what's going on is as follows. I mean, the fact is that you see from what happened that the issue was over here to destroy the whole Mokum. Let's say there weren't 10 tzaddikim, yeah? But the Rebbei Nishon said there aren't any 10, so Avraham gave up. So let's say there were eight. Were they all killed? I assume so. And so what's happening now? What is going on over here? I think that the vote is like this. Lemaisa, you see from the whole story that the issue was an issue of destroying the whole city. That seems to have been the issue. That's clear. Now, so Avraham is timing like this, and it's a very, very important insight. You're not going to kill the tzaddik with a rasha. What does that mean? It means like this. And then it comes, Ulay Yesh Chamishim, you shouldn't destroy the city at all. So we ask the Shtik and Steve over here. The answer to that, I believe, is as follows. The Rishoyim. How are the Rishoyim supposed to be killed? Are the Rishoyim supposed to be killed as individuals? That means that the Ravashim has a list. Yeah, all these people in Saddam, they're all Rishoyim and they need to be killed. But the Mishpat on each one is because he's a Rasha. So then Avraham says, but here you're talking about destroying everybody in the city. So because Yankel is a Rasha, you're going to destroy Shimon, who's not a Rasha. Why should you do that? Yeah, you're threatening, yeah, that you're saying that you're going to destroy the whole city. And if the theory behind that destruction is that there's so and so many Rishoyim, and therefore I'm going to kill all those Rishoyim, and as long as I'm killing them, I might as well kill the Tzaddikim also. That's impossible, you can't do that. I have Tisbet Tzaddikim Rosha. Yeah? Elomai, what must it be? It must be that it's a gzeiro on the mokan. Kim shnit and rishos l'mashres l'hashres. Ein amachrim ben tzadik l'rosha. The pshat is like this, that your psak is not on the individual rishoyim of the place. Then the pshuta shal mikro goes very, very well. V'yika shavuam v'yoyma. Ha'af tispet tzadik im rosha. Avadunesh. You're not going to kill the tzadikim with a rishoyim if the mishpat is on the individual. You're not going to do that. No. So why are you going to kill the tzaddikim? The tarot is because the gzeira is not on the individual rishoyim, but the gzeira is on the mokan. No, if the gzeira is on the mokan, so then maybe the presence of chamishim tzaddikim can save the whole mokan. Because why should there be a gzeira on a mokan which contains 50 tzaddikim? You have over here the nucleus of Lakewood. How many great learners were there when Rashi was there? Ron Kotler came and started Lakewood. Let's say, yeah. I mean, everybody was miyayish on that there should ever be Torah in America or anything reasonable or good or it was. Yeah, I mean, even Ben Gurion, who was a very, very smart person, really. So he also thought that in a few years they're not going to be any former Yidden, and then so let's patter them from the army. And nobody had any hope that anything would happen. So from his timing. Yeah, but look what happened. Yeah, today, Baruch Hashem, we're talking 6,000 people. I mentioned Lakewood. It could be Baruch Hashem, there's plenty of this besides Lakewood also. So, we know, we were all witnesses to the enormous giddle of Torah. So, from 50 people, a lot can grow. Adarabba, let's somehow get these 50 guys together. Let's tell them, listen, we've got to pull ourselves together, you've got a huge responsibility over here, and before you know it, 20 years later, you're going to have a Kreis Yeshiva since then. It's going to be unbelievable. So that's Avraham's time. Since you're not judging the individual Rishoyim, witness the fact that if it were the individual Rishoyim who are being judged, there would have been absolutely no justification of killing the tzaddikim also. So since you are threatening to kill the tzaddikim also, it's apparent that it's a gzeira on the mokaim, maybe, if you have 50 tzaddikim there, so you should look at the mokaim in a different way. Let's look at the Mokum in such a way that it has enormous potential. 50 tzaddikim, you know what 50 tzaddikim can do. Well, Hashem, I mean, that we really, I mean, Hastings, like today, here in America, in Eretz Yisrael, in England, was tutzach in the Welt today. And you see that from small beginnings, very, 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 very big results can come out. Very, very big results can come out. Maybe there are 50. Don't destroy it yet. You can always destroy it in a year's time. If you see that all the 50 are batlonim and they haven't done anything, and they're sitting around and drinking coffee and not doing anything, you can always destroy it in a year's time. But in the meantime, don't destroy 50 yin. 50 good people can do a lot. And so it goes down from the 49 to this. After there's not even a minion, so then he understood that then even if there are 8 tzaddikim, 5 tzaddikim, 4 tzaddikim, 9 tzaddikim, however many there are. Incidentally, I saw that somebody is ma'orah that it says tzaddikim. Whenever it says tzaddikim, it's chosa without the yud. The mashmos was that they weren't such great tzaddikim. They were tzaddikim, but. Yeah, so you know that maybe that'll be like that, but so there's time, so don't destroy them now. What are you going to say? It didn't happen till now. Let's get them together. Let's make a parlor meeting. And I think that was the limud chus which Avraham is arguing over here. I think that's the limud chus which Avraham is arguing over here. And if we learn the whole Pasha like that, it really makes a lot of sense. And what's the maskana? The maskana is that you don't have a nucleus from which any hope can be built. We don't. And Tucker, it was destroyed. And I assume that the 8 or 9 or 7 tzaddikim who maybe were around, maybe we're also killed. Well, that's what the Gemara says. Kivin shenitun rishos lemashchus lehashchus, eino maschen. These are ideas which the Avraham had to know. Hamachas anim Avraham is asher yoseh faked. I know that he's going to daven. I know he's going to daven. He's going to try and you have to find an etzel. You have to find an etzel. You have to find an etzel. You don't just destroy this. See. The question which you have to ask over here, and which I think is a very, very reasonable question, is like, where does Avraham get the chutzpah kilo to argue like that with the Rebbein Shlalem? Like the Rebbein Shlalem I'm going to destroy. So Mustam the Rebbein Shlalem knows what he's doing. So what are you saying? Like you got 50 guys. So it seems unreasonable to do what you're doing. Teretz is. That's what Rashi brings. Vayigash Avraham motzinu hagosho lemilchoma. Vayigash yoyof. Vagosho lepius. Vagosho letfila. And he used all those three. Yeah? Ulechol eile nigash Avraham ledabe koshois ulepius ulefila. There is such a mahalach of being ledabe koshois. And that is perhaps the biggest lesson which Avraham needed to learn. And that is that once he realized that tefillah can also include dibur koshos, so he should use that. There's some tapes, maybe some of you people are listening to the shiur. Maybe you've been zeichet to hear some of the tapes from Rav Hutner Zecher Tzadik Livracha, from his Purim Sudah. So I was never there for the Sudas. I was there for a few Maimorim, and for Purim I was always otherwise engaged. But it's unbelievable what Tutsus on those tapes. So one of his Maimorim is very interesting. He talks about when Esther got all nervous that Mordechai was coming to the palace in Levush Sak. So she says, well, you can't do that, you're going to be chayiv misa, you can't wear lewus sak. And she tells Chavoina, go bring him clothes. Rafutna said, was his felt him a kapata, he didn't have a cloth of his own. Let him send a message to Chavona, do me a favor, go home, put on your Shabbos kapata, and come back. What's the problem over here of getting clothes to Mordechai? So Rafutna said that this was a machlokes over here, that Esther was tining to Mordechai that your levush sack is inappropriate to this tefillah. You're wearing sack. So why are you wearing sack? Because you're coming like that. You're mak mevakesh and oni ba-pesach. You're coming, Rebbeinu Shem, you can't do this. Please don't kill us. Please don't kill us. Please don't kill us. If the Klal Yisrael is in balance, if there's an Shaila over here, is Klal Yisrael going to be way wiped out? Then you have to have tefillah of milchama, not tefillah of tefillah. There's a time for davening with sack to say Rebbeinu Shem, I come like an oni, I'm a vakesh by Pesach. I have no schusim, but please Rebbeinu Shem help me. But Chayni HaMe'agel taught that there's a time when Ein Nizaz Mishan Mipal. You have to have a matrega, you have to be a Chayni HaMe'agel, whatever it is that Chazal do with that over there. Oh, but that was Esther's time. She sent him big day malchus. Not the pshadish, because he didn't have a kapote at home. She sent him big day malchus to tell him, you have to wear big day malchus. You're not going to poil with your sack, v'efer. That's not what's going to be poil. If the fate of Klal Yisrael is at risk, so then you have to go with big day malchus. It has to be with mahalach of eini zoz mikan, and that is, I think, what Avraham Avinu, when he said, okay, I'm going to daven here now, the Rebbeinu Shem has told me, so obviously he wants me to dredge this experience for all the possible lessons that I can learn from it. So he says, oh, let's see whether such a tefillah helps. Yeah. How's it go over here? Well, you're going to kill the tzaddikim together with the Rishoy? What's going on? He's doing milchama. He says, no, that cannot be. What's the pshat? There we're talking in the Megillah, we're talking about Klal Yisrael. Over here we're talking about Slavin Amara. It's a different passage, but it's the same thing. Because the Welt will not understand, and my task is to make the world understand. That is what I'm there for. The man Asher Yitzave is born of his Beser Achav. What am I going to teach the world if the world sees that it's no difference to you? The Yerushalayim get killed, the Tzaddikim get killed. So how's the world going to look? So he was niggash to the tefillah in the nusach of milchama. That's a moedig dag. So what do I mean? That in this confrontation, kviyochel, in quote marks, between Ravram and the Rebbeinu Shlalom, we have over here enormous yesoidas, which we Yidden have to learn, and which Avraham had to be moiser to us through being Mechanech Yitzchok, who was Mechanech Yaakov, who was Mechanech Shvatim. And here we are. That's a moedig dag. So that is my way, for myself. It's the first time that I really feel a sense of confidence that I understand something over here. You know, everybody stands around the Ramban over here. The Kiyudatev is Yudatev, Ashkocha Protes, Ashkocha Klolis, Tutzer of Tishon Bank. What are we going to do with the Ramban and Boy? It's all true. Yeah, they're all good problems. Oh, but the Pshuta Shemekah, what is this Pasha about? Why should the Rebbeinu Shem sort of nudge Avraham into a confrontation or a tefillah exercise which he himself knows there's no possibility of it ever yielding a change? The Targum is because every prat of the Maisa over here, and I'm sure there are other pratim which one could have mentioned, is a chelek in Avraham's immortality. Avraham has to live through his children. He has to live through us. And he can't live through his children, and he can't live through us if he doesn't teach them the yesodos of Yiddishkeit. And that is one of the biggest yesodos, that when Klal Yisrael is at stake, so then the tefillah b'derech milchama is perhaps the right mahalach. Now Rashi is not much by the way. He says he was misfadel in all nuschos. There was pius also, there was tefillah also. But this mahalach of eni zosmikan also has its place. Now, I want to continue a little bit with this idea of eni zosmikan, of this kind of tefillah, but we'll leave that mir tashem for next week.